The first Friday of most months, we join in with the various First Friday art walks and celebrating the arts. Think of this as a First Friday art talk. We set aside this half hour to chat about the various events coming up in the performing and visual arts in the months ahead. The more the merrier. Call us with details of arts events coming to your community. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start, though, with our featured guest. We want to spend a few minutes here at the beginning with Peter Wycliffe, who's the artistic director of Thanks for the Memories Theater, which I keep saying is Ashland's newest theater. I don't know if that's actually true, but certainly Ashland's newest theater in its own performing space.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. Newly established theater, I'd say, is probably the best way of saying it. Yeah.
You have performed for some of the other existing community theaters around town. What prompts somebody to go off and start their own theater company, though?
Insanity, I guess. I saw a need in Ashland for established community theater that did year-round shows, and so I decided to take that on. You have the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and the Oregon Cabaret Theater that themselves, they do kind of a planned out season. But I wanted a community theater that did a planned out season and would be able to set one up and stick to it. So that's where that came from.
So what's the next major? Well, let me back up. We can talk about Anastasia coming up soon. But the big news for you folks at Thanks for the Memories Theater is your own space.
That's correct. Yeah, we just moved into a place at 722 Jefferson Street. I guess it's Jefferson Avenue, technically. Street or avenue, you can find it either way online. But it's a great space. It's a warehouse space across from the Ashland Tennis and Fitness Club over there, south side of Ashland. We're really excited to be in that area, too, because I think everybody, when they think of kind of the arts and the art community, they think of downtown Plaza, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, that kind of area. So we're hoping that it will extend out further and we'll be able to reach out to some of the businesses in that area and be able to partner with them and get them excited that we're going to be in the area.
And so when is your next show open at this new space?
Our next show opens March 13th, a day that is kind of burned into my head here.
Friday the 13th, in fact.
Friday the 13th, that's
right.
It.
Great day to open a new theater. Okay, we'll talk more with Peter Wycliffe from Thanks for the Memories Theater as we go through the program here on First Friday Arts. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with events from your town. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jane Hill from the Eureka Symphony. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Great to be with you. The Eureka Symphony has a very exciting concert this weekend. We're calling it Banish Winter Blues, but we're not in Kentucky, so it's not that bad. But we have performances tonight, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. On the program are two wonderful pieces based on dances, Matthew Arnold's English Dances and Marquez's Danzone No. 2. But the real showstopper is a Brahms Concerto No. 1 in D minor. It's a piano concerto featuring pianist John Chernoff, who is just amazing. And we have a 3-7 p.m. Lecture called Musical Notes to talk about the music. And even though John is the featured soloist tonight, he and our concertmaster, Terry Bond, will still be offering that lecture. It's lots of fun. They are very entertaining as well as being very well informed. Carol Jacobson is our conductor and music director, so, you know, she's helping us celebrate International Women's Month. And our sponsor for the concert is Coldwell Banker Sellers. We're very appreciative of them. People can buy also, still, we have three concerts, including this one, left in the season. And people can buy a special Heavenly Discount coupon book for $110, and that gives them 10 tickets wherever they want to use them. They could bring 10 people tonight, or tomorrow night, or they could spread them out through the rest of the season. So it's a real bargain and a wonderful concert. We're at the Arkley Center in Eureka, which is a lovely venue. There's parking handy all around. Anything you might want for a concert or evening out, we've got. And for us in Eureka, our Arts Alive is a Saturday night rather than Friday, like you all up our northern neighbors. And so people can really make a weekend of it. Come on down to Eureka and hear great music and have a lot of fun with the arts.
That's a great idea. Do a First Friday art walk in one of the communities that has one of those, and then go to Eureka for Arts Alive on Saturday.
Exactly.
And so you have the concertmaster and the pianist in the pre-show lectures tonight and tomorrow at 7, and the concerts themselves are at 8?
At 8, that's right.
All right, good things going on with
people can buy tickets online at Eureka Symphony, or they can call our box office phone, 707-845-3655. They can also buy tickets at the door.
At the Eureka Symphony, 707-845-3655, also online. Banish Winter Blues, as you pointed out, not much in the way of Winter Blues at the moment, but good weekend for a concert anyway at the Eureka Symphony at the Arkley Center tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, correct?
That's right.
All right, Jane, thanks so much for calling. Good to hear from you.
And thank you so much for this wonderful arts feature. I always enjoy it.
I'm good. Glad to have you here. Let's go on to Livia in Talent at the Camelot Theater. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday arts segment.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Good morning to you, and good morning to Peter. He's one of our was one of our wonderful actors, and also worked box office, house management, did it all in the theater. We are about to open on the 18th, Sunset Boulevard, which was Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber's take on the Billy Wilder film. It won multiple Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Book, Best Score. And two of the lines are in the top 100 most quoted lines, because it is about Norma Desmond, and she's got lines like, I am big, it's the pictures that got small, and, you know, of course, the most quoted line is, and now, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Right, yeah.
But it is, it's an absolutely wonderful musical that is about a silent movie star who is trying to make herself still relevant. And try to, you know, can't let go of the past, falls in love with a young writer, and tragedy and unforeseen circumstances occur.
Well, nobody can forget the image from the beginning of the movie with the narrator face down in a swimming pool. I don't know how that's going to be pulled off in a musical. Is there a song that goes with that?
No, there's not a song. It's actually, we will be showing it over the overture, and right now we have a heated pool set up. We have doubles of the suit so that we can get Mr. Nathan Monks, who is playing Joe Gillis, face down in the pool. We're not going to, you know, we're not skimping on this.
No, I guess not. If you got a heated pool and everything, that's amazing.
Yeah, we've got that in the offing. I have to say, our director, Roy Von Reins, put it beautifully in his director's notes. He says, this is kind of the story of Icarus. You fly too high, too close to the sun, and you can get burned. And it is a really, really beautiful story. And the music is some of the lushest Andrew Lloyd Webber has ever written. Really glorious music.
And so Sunset Boulevard opens on the 18th, is that right?
Yes, and that performance, all tickets for that are $25. That is a fundraiser for Rogue Valley Sunrise for Optimists. The Thursday, the 19th performance is a preview. That's $12. And then we officially open on the 20th and run through April 19th. And, of course, the Pay What You Can is on the 25th. And www.camelottheater.org will get you a description and tickets. And also, of course, it's, to me, the most famous number in the valley, 541-535-5250.
We can all recite along with that. Livia, always good to talk to you. Welcome to First Friday Arts Segment once again.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. Bert in Central Point, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange in our First Friday Arts Segment.
Hi, my name is Burl, and at the Crater High School, they are going to be performing Mary Poppins in April. And tonight they're having a fundraiser. It's a silent auction and a sing-along and movie presentation of Mary Poppins. And so donations, and there's going to be concessions sold. It's going to, the silent auction starts at 6 and the movie showing at 7.
And where will that
be?
It's
going to be at Crater High School, which is 655 North 3rd Street in Central Point. It's at the Crater High School Performing Arts Center.
All right, so the fundraiser and the movie of Mary Poppins tonight, the actual stage version of Mary Poppins coming in April to Crater High?
That's correct. And they're, you know, one of the things they're fundraising for is the flying rigging, so that Mary is going to fly in, and they're also going to have Bert doing the chimney sweep scene, the step in time. He's going to be using that rigging as well. So apparently, it's not going to be exactly like the movie. There's a little different twist on it, so it ought to be a great performance.
All right, but the flying rigging, all important, hence the fundraiser tonight. So the fundraiser tonight, and then Mary Poppins on stage at Crater High School coming in April. Burl, thanks so much. Sorry I mispronounced your name at the beginning.
Oh, no problem.
All right, take care. Let's go to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange and First Friday Arts.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. I am Valerie Rochelle. I'm the new artistic director over at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and we just started our 30th season. We opened with our very first show, the inaugural show, Dames at Sea, that started it all off 30 years ago, which actually brought Bernadette Peters into stardom, brought her to Broadway. So we thought it a great opener for our 30th season. It performs now through March 29th. And if you go to our website at OregonCabaret.com, you can see all of our show options. We do also have a special kids matinee for this one on Saturday matinees at 1 o'clock. It's $10 off the regular ticket price for kids with a paying adult. And we also offer a special menu item for them for our brunch, because we also do brunch before the matinees and dinner before the evening performances.
And then
we also, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yes, you're ahead.
We also are offering a new music series called the One Night Only series, where we're bringing in musical acts and bands on our different nights at the theater when the show isn't running. And on Wednesday, March 11th, we're bringing back Christopher Patterson, who has worked here multiple times as a local favorite. And we have a matinee show available for him at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, March 11th, because his evening performance sold out months ago. So we added a performance for him, and it's only $15 to see him. And you can call our box office at 541-488-2902 to get those tickets as well.
All right, Christopher Patterson, then a matinee showing on March 11th. And how much longer does Dames at Sea run?
Dames at Sea will close on March the 29th. So you have four more weekends.
All right, lots of stuff going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and congratulations on reaching your 30th season.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling, Valerie. First Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join us, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, hi, Jeffrey. We're starting the Rogue Valley Growers and Pastures Market this Tuesday in Ashland on March 10th, 8:30 to 1:30.
All right. Is there entertainment there? Is there entertainment there?
Oh, yes. The musicians will be signing up the day before. And there'll be crafters there.
All right. So the Crafters and Growers and Crafters Market in Ashland, Tuesday, March 10th, where?
The Ashland Summery at the corner of East Main and Whiteman.
Okay. Ashland Armory. Not the historic one, but the newer Ashland Armory.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that, Mary Ellen. Bad phone connection, but appreciate you calling here. Let's go now. Another First Friday call goes to, if the button will push, here's Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thank you. This is Steve Richier from the New Zone Gallery. We are the first stop on the First Friday Art Walk in downtown Eugene. That is New Zone Gallery at 164 West Broadway. Again, we are the first stop of the Art Walk. We are hosting the annual traditional Zone for All show. It is an open, non-juried show for all artists in the Lane County area. We have a record number, 336 pieces of art. Again, like I said, we are the first stop on the Art Walk. Starts at 5:30. We will have beer from Ninkasi, cider from Wildcraft Cider, and Sizzle Pie Pizza to start with. It's going to be a fun evening. It's going to be crowded, so we ask people to show up again later on, because it's just going to be a packed event, and we'd like everybody to come out.
And what, again, are the hours on First Friday Art Walk in Eugene?
It starts at 5:30. We'll go until 9. The gallery is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 6 p.m., and today is National Bring Your Action Figure Day. There will be an action figure of some of my work there, too, so come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, tomorrow is they're doing a steampunk tea. I'll have some work out there at the Sheldon McMurphy House. They're doing a steampunk exhibit over the next couple of months. But it should be a great night for the First Friday tonight. So come on out. We'll have activities outside, some Morris dance, some fire events outside. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great evening. So come on out, folks.
First Friday Art Walk in Eugene. Thanks for that, Steve. First Friday Art Walk in Ashland as well, 5 to 8. Now we come back to Ashland to visit once more with Peter Wickliffe, the artistic director at Thanks for the Memories Theater. And I think you've managed to burn the address into my head, too. 722 Jefferson Street in Ashland is the new location.
That's it, yep.
So how much work has it taken to be able to move into your own space? I mean, it's probably still got that new theater smell.
Yeah, it's definitely got that new paint smell to it. There was a lot of painting that had to be done. I remember doing the first walkthrough with our board members, and I was able to see the potential and the possibilities, but also at the same time, it was like, oh, there's going to be some work that needs to be done here. So painting was something that had to be done, and then, you know, making sure you get seats in there, get kind of a stage set up, get some backstage established, make sure you get everything up to code, and make sure you take into account the safety of the patrons and all of the requirements that go into making that.
And
up to code.
Somewhere in the middle of all those, you'll also have to put a play on stage. And so it's
correct.
Are you going with the authentic Anastasia pronunciation or going with Anastasia?
Anastasia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. And which version is this? Because there's the Disney musical version, and then there's the more straightforward version.
Yeah, that's true. It's actually funny. I correct our cast, too, because everybody in our cast thinks that the version that was the cartoon was a Disney version. It was Disney animators, but I think it was like 20th Century Fox that ended up doing it. Yeah. So it's actually the 54 or 56 movie version that starred Yul Brynner and Ingrid Bergman. And the guy that ended up writing the screenplay for that one was the person who adapted it from French into English, the play from French into English. So it's got a lot of the same stuff that was in that movie there, as opposed to all of the music and dancing and all of that of the cartoon.
And there's the story of the woman who believes she's the one of the daughters of the dead Tsar of Russia.
Yeah, it is. I've been telling people that it's more or less, it's historically, it's kind of one of those historical shows, because it's actually based off of like Anna Anderson. So, it's the story of the girl Anastasia, who claims to be the daughter of Nicholas II. And somebody ends up, this gentleman called Bunyan comes in with his cohorts and decides to use that to his advantage to be able to try to get his hands on the Tsar's millions that were deposited in foreign bank accounts. So
all kinds of shady deals going on.
Oh, yeah. There are lots of shady characters.
And when does that open at your new theater?
That opens March 13th.
Oh, that's right. March 13th. You did say that. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah.
Bit of a scramble to get everything together, because you got to get the theater together and you have to get the cast and the show together at the same time.
It's a massive scramble. It's trying to keep everything, all these balls up in the air. I've got my full-time job during the day, and then I've got the rehearsals in the evening because I'm directing the show and I'm in the show. And then after that, it's painting and whatever else that has to be done to get this up to code. Luckily, I've been very blessed with volunteers and a good cast that's dedicated and getting a lot of work done. And I'm extremely grateful to all the support that we've had to get us up to this point. But yeah, as the days go down, I keep kind of updating the Facebook page saying, okay, hashtag, 8 days left, hashtag 7 days left. It's getting close, guys.
All right. Thanks for the Memories Theater in Ashton, preparing to open Anastasia on Friday, March 13th in the brand new theater at 722 Jefferson Street in Ashland. Peter Wycliffe, thanks for joining us once again on The Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.
We'll conclude the First Friday Arts segment by talking about Ashland High School's highly regarded theater department presenting Leading Ladies this weekend and next at the school's Mountain Avenue Theater. JPR's veteran arts reporter Bob Davey grabbed some clips from rehearsal and interviewed the show's director, Lisa Ivory.
Lisa, tell us about Leading Ladies.
Great.
And why you selected it as a play for Ashland High School.
We had a really good time last year with Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor, the same playwright. And this one is a very funny romp featuring two British actors touring the States, down on their luck. They come across an old lady who's trying to find her long-lost English nephews, and they decide to impersonate them. And a lot of hilarity ensues, especially since they very quickly learn that they have to impersonate two nieces.
Tell us about a scene that we're going to hear.
Leo and Jack are two heroes who have just learned that there is a very rich lady looking for two British nephews. And Leo is trying to persuade Jack to take the bait.
So what?
So what? Jack, what are we, you and I? Are we Polish?
No.
Hungarian?
No.
Lithuanian?
No.
We're English. We have English accents. And look at us. We could be brothers. We even look alike. You could be Steve and I could be Max.
Us? Her nephews?
Bingo.
But we're not her nephews. It's a lie.
Not necessarily. Do you know all of your relations?
Oh, stop it. I can't pretend to be somebody else. Besides which, it's illegal. They could put us in jail.
Jack, Florence Snyder has tried for months to reach her nephews and she can't find them. So we wouldn't be hurting anybody. Do you think I would hurt anybody?
What about the niece, Meg?
To hell with her, she'll give plenty. Look, it says the estate is estimated at $3 million. So instead of $3 million, she gets $1 million. And you get $1 million, and I get $1 million.
$1 million.
There's quite a bit of music and action in the play. The second scene is set in the Moose Lodge, and there is a big tap number, followed by scenes from Shakespeare, where our two heroes have elaborate sword fighting, choreographed by OSF's fight director, John Topo, and a tap number choreographed by the fabulous Suzanne Sieber. There is also a full ensemble tango number featured in Act Two, and a great deal of slamming doors and people changing from men to women and back.
Sorry, just one more thing.
Ah!
Stephanie, this is Leo Clark, the famous actor.
You.
She's speechless. I know just how she feels. Stephanie is Maxine's sister. Have you two met before?
No, but she's even prettier than Maxine said she was. Anyway, I just wanted to say the rehearsal starts tomorrow at 10.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. We're putting on a play at the wedding.
Oh, really? Well, that's news to me.
Maxine is directing and Mr. Clark and I are starring in it. Wait, do you think Stephanie could be in it?
Well, I suppose we could put her in the dance at the end, like some enormous elf or sprite.
Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Wait, there are some lines I need to ask you about for the play. I marked them in my copy and it's in my room someplace. I'll be right back. Don't go away, all right?
Of course.
Now, you get a lot of help from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, don't you?
Yes, I've been privileged to be in the company myself for many years, and I'm collaborating with a lot of master teachers who also work often at OSF. There's quite a bit of dialect work, and it's very polished, especially for our two Brits. We have a sort of a posh RP dialect for Jonathan, who plays Leo, and Jack is a little lower class, so we're going more for Manchester. And then the people in Pennsylvania have a sort of a mid-Atlantic dialect as well. And so they're experimenting and learning a lot. We're working also with Rebecca Clark Carey, who is the voice and text coach at OSF.
That's Lisa Ivory, the director of Ashland High School's Leading Ladies, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the school. Also next Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoon as well. Thanks to Bob Davey for the interview and clips. Thanks to you for listening to our First Friday Arts segment. And thanks for all the people who called in to let us know about arts events in their communities. We love First Friday around the region.